Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of Dr. Graham's book of meditations on Romans 8. But first, here's his message. Change your thoughts, change your life.
We're going to pick up in verse 20 of Ephesians chapter 4. But that is not the way you learn Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away all falsehood, let us, each one of you, speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. And let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. This is the exchanged life. We're to stand, having repented of sin and resisting Satan. And the way we do this is by renewing our spirit. A renewed heart, a renewed mind, a brand new life in Christ. Unfortunately, in America, we have gotten used to the darkness, and we are becoming more and more accustomed and accommodated to overlooking evil. Rather than overcoming evil with good, we are overlooking evil with bad, condoning and commending and even celebrating sin. And in many quarters, we have lost our moral courage over evil. And we go to great lengths to appease and accommodate and accept and even approve evil. Behavior described earlier in Ephesians chapter 4 that is dishonoring to God and destroys lives. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, he who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous are both alike an abomination unto the Lord. Isaiah the prophet spoke of those who call evil good and good evil, who call bitter sweet and sweet bitter. It is an upside down world, and America is choosing step by step to plunge deeper and deeper into the darkness. The Bible says, you who love the Lord should hate evil. Proverbs 14 and verse 34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The key verses in the passage that we just read, verses 22, 23, 24, tell us the secret of success in life. There was a book several years ago called How to Dress for Success. And what we have here is a manual as to how we as believers are to take off the old clothes of our past, the grave clothes of our previous life before Christ, what we were like before Christ changed our life and exchanged our sin for his righteousness, and how we are to put off this old man and put on the new man. The outer person, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4, is perishing. But the inner person, the inner life, is being renewed every single day. And the way this exchange takes place in our lives, where we exchange this old life for a brand new life, the old man for the new man, the new person in Christ, is by this daily exchange. It is revolutionary. It is revitalizing. It is restorative. It's what keeps us going, isn't it? To put on the new man and exchange the old for the new. Everything about the Christian life is new. We have a new birth, a new life, and therefore we have a new liberty, a new freedom. We exchange the chains of the past for the freedom of the present. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We have new language. We don't speak the same. We don't live the same. We have a new direction. We were going in the wrong way and we turned around. That's repentance. And we begin going in a brand new direction. We have a new dynamic within us. The Spirit of God indwells us and infuses us with spiritual power, His very presence. We have a new destiny. We are on our way to heaven. We were on our way to hell and judgment. And now we're on our way to heaven. So we have this brand new direction, this brand new dynamic, this brand new destiny. And because of what Christ is doing in our lives, because we are learning in Christ, so you have learned Christ, he says. That means you have a personal relationship with Christ. You are a disciple. You're following. You're learning more and more because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And because you are growing in your faith and maturing and developing as a disciple, learning of Christ, then you also have a new disposition. There are the sins of dissipation, the wild and crazy life that some choose to live. But there are also sins of disposition and even demeanor, our lifestyle and how we live. And Christ wants to change all of that as well. And so we have really a list. I like lists that give me some very simple and clear direction, and that's what we have in this passage. It is really a simple list as to how we are exchanged, how we're to put off the old man and put on the new person each and every day. So follow along with me. Let's look at our list. Verse 25 says that we are to exchange truth for lies, to live a life of honesty and integrity. Lying, simply put, is a statement that is contrary to fact with an intent to deceive. Satan is the father of all lies. Jesus said this in John chapter 8 and verse 44, that Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He lied to Eve and to Adam. He questioned the Word of God. Has God said? And he plunged humanity into the depths of sin and the dominion of sin with a lie. Satan is a liar, and he spreads lies like a virus across the world. And in our humanity, in the first birth, we go forth speaking lies from our mother's womb. So it's natural for us. The old man lies. That's what we do. Satan, the father of lies. And you are never more like the devil than when you are telling lies. Why is the truth so important? Because the scripture says we are members of one another. We're together in this. There's nothing like a lie or mistrust that will split a family, destroy a marriage, a community, a country. Lies. So in contrast to that, Those of us who are followers of Jesus, we are to speak truth, not lies. Telling the truth, even hard truths, is necessary today if our nation is to recover, if we are to renew our mind. Don't spread lies, but speak truth. Believe the truth. Love the truth. Live the truth.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. As a follower of Jesus Christ, you have every reason to hope, and we want to help you experience that hope by sending you Pastor Graham's book of meditations on Romans 8 called A Hope and a Future. In it, he shows you how you can experience freedom from confusion, doubt, or fear. This powerful resource is our thanks for your gift today. And to thank you for a gift of $50 or more, we'll also include Pastor Graham's book, Help, Hope and Healing for Life's Challenges. So call now to request your resources. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. That's PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message. Change your thoughts, change your life.
Secondly, he says in this passage in front of us, at verse 26, we are to exchange sinful anger for righteous anger. And do not let the sun go down on your wrath or your anger. So what is sinful anger and what is righteous anger? God is angry with the wicked every day, according to the scripture. Jesus himself righteously took a whip and drove out the hypocritical money changers, those who were abusing the temple. Yes, there is a place for righteous anger, to stand up for truth, to stand against injustice. There are certain things that ought to make you angry. Killing babies in their womb ought to make you angry. Pornography and the sale of trafficking in the souls of people ought to make you angry. Racism ought to make you angry. Child abuse ought to make you angry. Yes, there is a righteous anger. And it is to be expressed appropriately, speaking the truth in love. There's a place for godly anger, but never a place for ungodly anger, unrighteous and even self-righteous anger. Revelation 12:12 says, the devil has come down upon you having great wrath. The devil's wrath has come down upon us. And if you are a person that is filled with anger, then you are giving place to the devil, according to the scripture. You are giving the devil an open door to your home, your family, your life, your marriage, your job. Don't give place to the devil. In other words, don't give the devil a stick to hit you with. Don't open the door. Don't invite Satan in. But when you are filled with rage and unrepentant unforgiveness, that's the rage. In fact, we read earlier of the kinds of rage and anger that we have today, and it's down in verse 31. Let all bitterness, and bitterness is the internal seething rage, smoldering heat on the inside. That's bitterness. And then he speaks of wrath, which means to burn, and anger, which is explosive and violent, and clamor. You know what clamor is? Shouting. So why are you so angry? Why are you shouting? I'm not shouting. That's clamor. Lots of rancorous, resentful shouting and clamoring and slander, which means to use your tongue and your words to destroy someone else, to defeat someone else, and to put away from you, along with all malice. That's the intent, to do harm. So as Christians, what do? We don't let the old man in. We put on the new person, and we exchange anger that is unrighteous for anger that is righteous, not giving place to the devil or inviting him in to destroy our homes, our lives, our families. Number three, we are to exchange stealing for labor and generosity. Verse 28, let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Do not steal. Of course, that's one of the commandments, the eighth commandment. Do not steal. It is a command not to steal, whether it is cheating or withholding good or robbing God from tithes and offerings. The Bible says, will a man rob God? When I withhold from God what is rightfully His, when I withhold from others what belongs to them, when I take from someone what is yours is mine and I'll take it, that's a philosophy of life for so many. This is the old man at work. But the new life means that we no longer steal. But in contrast to that, what do? We labor. The Bible commends honest, honorable, hard work. In contrast to that, socialism is stealing. It is government stealing, taking what belongs to someone else and distributing to those who do not work. Not talking about those who cannot work, but those who will not work. The Bible says that if a man will not work, neither shall he eat. Earning a living and making money is not to hoard our things selfishly, to keep more and more and more for ourselves, but according to the scriptures, is that we might be generous and give. This is the principle of generosity. Yes, to provide for our families. Yes, to live and love life to the fullest and advance the cause of Christ. The goal is not just to get. The goal of gaining is giving. Giving. To be unselfish and compassionate towards those who are in need. And of course, the very best gift that you can give to someone is the gospel of Christ. Don't withhold the message of hope and life from those who desperately need it. This message, this Jesus we love, He's too good to keep to ourselves. We are blessed to be a blessing. So God has called us to work and to work hard to earn more and more so that we will have more in order to give more, in order to gain more, in order to give more. It's a principle of life. What if this became your motivation for work? To work more in order to earn more, in order to give more. That's what the scripture is saying. The old man is all about self and selfishness, but we have renewed our minds. We have a different aptitude and a different attitude towards things. And therefore, we are to be diligent and dedicated in our jobs in order to what? Glorify God and give more of our life and our livelihood away. Number four, we are to exchange corrupt communication for purity of speech. Corrupt here in verse 29, look at it. It says, let no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good, building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Corrupt is a word which means rotten, worthless, garbage talk. It is diseased. It is a virus that spreads from the mouth. It is distasteful. It is regurgitation of what is on the inside, because Jesus said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. The corrupt communication here references foul, offensive speech. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be around that stuff. Let me give you a verse. Psalm 141 and verse 3. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. Set a guard. We tell our children, watch your mouth. God is telling His children, watch your mouth. Get rid of filthy, foolish talk. And in place of it, exchange it for what is called here edifying speech. This is positive, productive speech. Not speech that is destructive, not speech that is obstructive, but speech that is constructive. Anybody can tear things down, but God's people should build things up. And that includes our speech, helpful and hopeful speech. We have experienced grace. We have a new heart. And we no longer speak the way we used to speak. This is the renewed life. And one final word before we close. Verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Because you are a believer, you are sealed and marked for redemption, salvation. You are protected by the Spirit of God, the person of Christ who lives in you. The Holy Spirit has marked us. We are secure in Christ. Tremendous truth. Sealed unto the day of redemption. Kept by Christ and His hand. And because that is true, we therefore never want to do anything in our lives that would grieve God, that would hurt the Holy Spirit. What hurts the Holy Spirit? What grieves God? Corrupt speech, lying, stealing, living a life like we used to live rather than the new life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Lying and stealing and cheating and all the rest. Don't let it be once named among you, the Scripture says. Don't grieve God. Anything in my life or yours that is sinful or disobedient to God grieves God, and it holds back revival in your life, your home, your church, your community. So what are you going to do every day? I hope you'll get up every day and never let the old man in. Invite the new man, the presence and power of God, to take over.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. When you feel like you're being tossed by waves of doubt, fear, or confusion, the only way to stay afloat is by focusing on your true source of hope, Jesus Christ. Pastor Graham wants to help you experience that hope in all of life's circumstances with his book of meditations on Romans 8 called A Hope and a Future. You'll discover how God gives you perspective, protection, purpose, and power to keep you from sinking in life's storms. A Hope and a Future is our thanks for your gift today, to help boldly proclaim the truth of the gospel and the hope it brings to more people around the world. And as thanks for your gift of $50 or more, we'll also send you Pastor Graham's book, Help, Hope and Healing for Life's Challenges. So call now to request your resources, and thank you for your generosity. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
In Matthew 18:20, Jesus promises to be with us when we gather as a family of believers. "For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them," he says. I would love for you to gather with us here at Prestonwood Baptist Church. When you walk through our doors, you become part of our family right away. Whether you've never been to a service at Prestonwood or life just got in the way of regular church attendance, I would love to welcome you into this family of believers. Visiting a new church can be intimidating, but we try our best to make your visit as easy as possible. You can visit our website at prestonwood.org to find the right campus and time for you and your family. You can also let us know you're coming on the website so we can be ready and waiting to welcome you. Our volunteers will make sure you never feel out of place. They'll help guide you to the parking spots reserved for first-time visitors, get you settled into a service, and even help you navigate our kids and student ministries. And we would love to help you figure out how your family fits in best in the long term. We have so many opportunities to get involved, from small groups to volunteering opportunities and mission trips. At Prestonwood, we want to share the love of God with more and more people till the whole world hears. And we want you to be a part of that exciting mission. There's no substitute for the love and encouragement and guidance found in the family of God. So remember, you're always welcome at Prestonwood. There is a place for you here, and I hope to see you soon.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's Book of Meditations, A Hope and a Future, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And join Dr. Graham next time when he brings a message about how the forgiveness you have in Jesus sets you free. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.